This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Welcome back to the Eric Stewart Show. I'm Eric Stewart, your host, every Sunday from 8 to 8:30. Today, I want to chat about what happens when a buyer misses a deadline on the home inspection contingency. Okay? So get this thought. A buyer goes into contract on the purchase of a listing and is given a certain amount of time in order to perform their home inspection. The home inspection period might be 5 days, 7 days, 12 days, whatever it might be, but the buyer has until the deadline of that period to deliver a copy of a report and their requests so that the seller could consider either to accept, reject, or counter in some fashion on whatever the requests might be. That deadline is time is of the essence deadline. We had a property that we put under contract, and a purchaser did inspections and was concerned about the condition of some issues in this particular property and raised the concern that perhaps there was maybe a structural defect in an addition that had been added in the past. And that concern got to the best of the buyer to the point where they had originally thought that they would maybe have a structural engineer come in and pay for it, or maybe they would ask the seller to have a structural engineer, but they ultimately decided they just didn't want to buy the house, but they missed the deadline to deliver the notification to declare the contract null and void on the home inspection. They missed the deadline, and as a result, they were locked into the contract. So let me explain. The buyer does their inspections, gets a copy of the report from the inspector, and then has to decide if they're going to move forward and buy the house, or if they're going to move forward and buy the house only if the seller does some things, or they're not going to move forward and buy the house. But they have to deliver that by whatever the deadline date is and the time on that day that is established in the contract. So in our case, having a contract deadline of 6 p.m. on a certain day, The agent is trying to reach me to talk to me, and I'm busy, and so we don't really talk, but it's not my responsibility to talk to him before he submits something. And he calls me and says, hey, my folks are having some challenges with me moving forward, and they're not sure, and I'm not sure if I can get them to move forward. Meanwhile, his clock is ticking away, and their clock is ticking away to be able to submit their requests or nullify the contract. In fact, it slips away completely. It's after 6 o'clock. Nothing happens. I don't even get anything that evening. It's not until the next morning that the agent submits something to me saying that his buyers decided that even if things get fixed, they don't want to move forward. Well, I'm not the owner of the property. I'm the agent for the seller. And that agent is the agent for the buyer. It's the buyer's responsibility to submit their requests or the cancellation by a certain time, not their agent's. In the same way, it's my responsibility to deliver the news to my seller that the buyer has decided not to buy and whether or not they have the right to get out of the contract. And in this case, they didn't have the right. And my client, the initial reaction was, well, we don't want to force them to have to buy something they don't want to buy. But it's more complicated than that. Because if, in fact, the issue revolves around something that was discovered in the inspection and you're not given the opportunity as a home seller to either repair or fix it, you would then have to put the property back on the market, and the subsequent interest that you get is going to revolve around a question. What happened in the previous offer? Why didn't it work out? You know, what happened? And as an agent for the seller, I have to disclose what I know and what I should know. That's actually my obligation under the disclosure law. Not just what I actually know, but what I should know. In this case, the other agent told me precisely what the concerns were, even though they didn't deliver a copy of the report to me or to my client yet. So I had to then start to tell my seller about my obligation and warn them that if we just let them go, which is fine, and that's my seller's prerogative. If they wanted to do that, they could do that. They could sign the release because we got a release from the buyer asking to be released to the contract. And I said, look, you can sign that release and that is within your rights, or you have the option of holding the buyer to the contract that we have, understanding that the kind thing maybe is we go ahead and have a structural engineer come in and we'll go ahead and have an inspector come in and look at the things that came up on the inspection report, even though you have no obligation to do either of those things because they missed their deadline. and let's go back to the buyer and say, hey, we went ahead and tackled the issues that seem to be the reason that you wavered, even though you didn't get it to us in time. And as a result, I met a structural engineer at the property who would investigate to see if there was some problem with the foundation or something with the wall construction or otherwise to try to address the monster that was eating at them and causing this fear of maybe there's a bigger issue. Also had a contractor come in, licensed, insured, bonded contractor come in and look at all of the items from the home inspection. And all of this is done outside of the home inspection contingency, which died at 6 o'clock on the day that they were supposed to deliver their requests to us. It was over. The buyer is in a position where they have to perform. They have to go to settlement. They don't have an out. If they want to get out of the contract at that point, they ask for it. And the seller doesn't let them, they move forward. Okay? And that's where we are. And my client, who's a really kind person, agreed with the sentiment of being nice and let's go ahead and do the investigation. Let's go ahead and make sure we can turn it over to them and say, we want you to settle. We look forward to seeing you at settlement, but we also went forward and did some investigation so that now you can feel better. Because I'll tell you what, the structural engineer came in and said, no issues. Don't see any issues there. This is fine. This is built fine. No issues at all. And the contractor went in and he's put together a list of all the items that were in the inspection report, and the seller's going to take care of a bunch of those things. Now it comes down to a question of whether the buyer will try to get out of the contract, even though legally they can't. Deadlines are critical in contracts. And I think that's the point of my sharing this story. There was a time in my career, probably 30 years ago, 1990, 91, 92, somewhere in that time frame, where I sold a home in Silver Spring, and I was late delivering the response on the home inspection where actually I had received something back from the other agent, but I had stuck it in my car and I needed to get my client to sign it, but my car broke down and my car ended up being in a shop. We had fax machines, but we didn't have the internet back then, okay? I couldn't get it delivered, but it was my responsibility to make sure it got delivered. I had something from them saying that they wanted to counter. And guess what? Because we didn't deliver it, the contract went hard. It went firm, meaning my client needed to move forward. And ultimately, not only did it cost me $2,100 in 1990, okay, but it also cost me the relationship with that buyer. So I not only didn't make a sale where I would have maybe garnered $6,000 or $7,000 in commission for me to split with my broker, because the property at that time would be like $210,000. These days, probably it would be $600,000, $650,000. Not only that, but the buyer was upset with me. And understandably so in that situation, because it was ultimately my fault for not being able to deliver. I'm sure we all understand responsibility. When you're buying a home, you have the responsibility to read the contract and understand the terms of the contract and know what your obligations are as a buyer. And as a seller, I'm an extension of my seller, seller's agent. I'm an extension of my seller. And when I receive something, it's incumbent upon me to turn it around and deliver it to my client promptly. And when I get something back from my seller, I have to turn it around promptly to the other agent. This is going to be a tough process unless the buyer changes their mind and moves forward. But we're in question. We're in question right now. So we'll see how this plays out. I'll report back in the future on that, okay? So hey, if you're listening and you're getting ready to sell, you're thinking, gosh, I want somebody like Eric who can sell my home, give me the representation I really want from a home selling agent. You have that opportunity, folks. My group, the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster, I've been practicing 33 years. We've sold 89 homes at this point in the year, I guess 87, 88, I guess 88 homes at this point in the year. So we know how to sell in spite of the condition. And we have a special webinar I invite you to join me at, which is called How to Buy or Sell Real Estate in the COVID-19 Pandemic. Join me. Go to my website, ericstewartgroup.com. And register to join me on the webinar. And I'll show you how we're handling masks and gloves and how we're dealing with the friction of the coronavirus as it's applying some pressure to the markets. Okay? All right. Well, that's it for the Eric Stewart Show. I can't believe time goes so fast, and I miss you guys. I love being with you. Join me every Sunday from 8 to 8:30 here on WMAL. Find me at ericstewartgroup.com for more information. I'm Eric Stewart. I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.